Oh, hello. Hello, my name is Warisha. Hello, my name is Warisha, and we have been learning about Anzac Day. This is my introduction and my story for Anzac Day. Anzac Day started in 1914 and ended in 1918 on the 11th of November. It all started on the 25th of April. That's why on the 25th of April we have minute of silence and at 6:30, because that's when they started war. They have poppies, which are red because they grew in Flanders Field where most people died, and the red represents the blood. 50% of New Zealand men left their families thinking what a great adventure it would be, but turned into hell, and 18,500 men died. Not only did the men suffer, but 500 women who sacrificed their lives for our peace. Why we remember them. Anzac Day is remembered so we can thank the soldiers and nurses who sacrificed their lives for us and our peace. Not only did New Zealand suffer, but so did Australia and some Samoan. Lots of people died in Gallipoli, where 7,571 casualties and 2,431 died. Just imagine that. Because 50% New Zealand men, it was a big impact on the rest of the family and friends, because all they can do is wait for their loved ones and come back safe and sound. Some, only a few, hardly came back with sorrow and wounds, and the rest died being buried in Flanders Field. That is why every year a lot of people go to Gallipoli in Turkey and to thank how they fought for us and our peace and happiness. Now to thank them, New Zealand and Turkey have no problems, fights, or neither do Australians and Turkey. Yeah. How Anzac Day is remembered. Anzac Day stands for Australia New Zealand Army Corps, which is what it stands for. One way to remember Anzac Day is to wear poppies that are red. Go to dawn ceremonies and make Anzac biscuit or cookies. Also a way of remember, also in a dawn ceremony, marching or gunshots is also common in a dawn ceremony. Lots of people go to Gallipoli in Turkey to remember them and see where they had to sleep in the trenches, etc. And since this year it was the 100th year of Anzac, you had to book it before, even if you did, not many people got to go to Gallipoli in Turkey because of the amount of people. Whenever you buy a poppy, it is normally a donation. The donation normally goes to the RSA, which stands for Return Servicemen Association. The most interesting fact. The word Anzac was created by a guy who worked at a post office. Since there were so many letters going home and to go to Turkey, he made this word to stand for Australia New Zealand Army Corps, and that Flanders Field is where most people died, and that it went on for 4 years. Thank you.
Shut up.